Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something super important. Taking breaks. I know, taking breaks sounds about as exciting as watching paint dry, right? But trust me on this one, folks. In our crazy fast world, constantly plugged in and going, it's way too easy to burn ourselves out. We push through exhaustion, ignore those nagging aches, and think just one more thing, until we're practically running on fumes. Ever felt like that? You know that feeling when your brain is officially fried, and even remembering where you left your keys feels like a Herculean task? Yeah, me too. That's exactly why taking breaks isn't just a nice to have, it's absolutely essential for our well-being, both mentally and physically. Think of it this way. Your mind is like a muscle. You wouldn't expect to bench press all day without rest and recovery, right? So why treat your brain any differently? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind when it comes to taking breaks and practicing self-care. First up, breaks aren't about laziness, they're about maximizing productivity. Think of those few minutes stepping away from your desk as an investment in your overall output. When you return, you'll be feeling refreshed, more focused, and ready to tackle whatever comes next. Remember that time you finally finished a project after pushing through a massive work slump? Chances are, taking a short break during that grind would have helped you finish it even faster and with less stress. Second, listen to your body. Those little whispers of fatigue or tension? Don't ignore them. They're signals that you need a break. Stretch, take a walk, grab a cup of tea, whatever helps you recharge those batteries. Ever notice how much more productive you are after a quick power nap? Your body knows what it needs, trust me. There, schedule breaks into your day just like any other important appointment. Block out that time and treat it with the same level of seriousness. You wouldn't cancel a doctor's appointment, would you? Fourth, get creative. Breaks don't have to mean staring at the screen or scrolling endlessly through social media. Engage in activities that truly bring you joy, reading, listening to music, spending time in nature, playing games, whatever it is that helps you de-stress and recharge. Remember that feeling of pure bliss when you are engrossed in a good book as a kid? Tap into those childhood joys, they're powerful sources of happiness. Finally, remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Taking care of your mental and physical health allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of life. You can't pour from an empty cup, folks. Remember that time you helped a friend through a tough situation. Chances are, you are feeling pretty good yourself. When you prioritize self-care, you create a ripple effect of positivity that touches everyone around you. Now, let me tell you a quick story. I was working on a huge project last month, the kind that feels like it's consuming your entire life. Deadlines were looming, emails were flying in, and I felt like my brain was about to explode. I pushed through for days, fueled by caffeine and sheer willpower, until one afternoon, I completely hit a wall. My head pounded, my eyes burned, and I couldn't focus on a single task. That's when I realized I needed to take a break. So I stepped away from my desk, went for a walk in the park, listened to some music, and just breathed. When I came back, everything felt different. My mind was clear, my energy levels were back up, and I could actually see the project with fresh eyes. It's amazing what a little time away can do. And that's why taking breaks isn't just good for your mental health, it's also good for your productivity. So, my friends, remember this. You're worth investing in. Take those breaks, practice self-care, and watch your life transform. Now go out there and crush it. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder about the power of taking a step back. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.